side hustling is investing that amount of time into yourself. I see a lot of people who say they don't have time, and when I see them, eventually they would be playing PUBG on their phone, making TikTok videos, or just scrolling their Instagram feed. They're just utterly wasting time. Hey guys, got an interesting question from a guy over Instagram. The question is, have you ever had a side hustle that becomes so profitable that you eventually quit your job? This is an interesting question, so I thought let's just record a audio for this and put it as a podcast as well. So basically, what I haven't did a side hustle, but I believe side hustling is the best concept. If you are not happy with your job, if you are not happy from what you are currently doing, the best way to get out of that is side hustle. Like in India, we have a lot of pressure, we have a lot of responsibilities. So I can understand that point, that you just directly can't quit your job and start a business, because eventually it will not help you earn money. So this formula of side hustle is very, very good. Even I know some person who did it, and I'm just going to share his story with you and how he eventually is doing good now. Like, so side hustle is very important for any person who is just not happy with his job. He is looking to get out of that, but he's not able to do it because he gets certain amount of money from there. And if he just stop working for a job or stop doing that job, that income source would be not there. And if that income source is not there, he would not be able to support himself or his family. So the best thing I recommend him is start a side hustle. Like after office, after, let's say your office is still from 9 to 6 or 10 to 7, you would be easily reaching home by 8 or 8:30. After that, you have pure 3 to 4 hours which you can invest on yourself. Side hustling is investing that amount of time into yourself. I see a lot of people who say they don't have time, and when I see them, eventually they would be playing PUBG on their phone, making TikTok videos, or just scrolling their Instagram feed. They're just utterly wasting time. In Bhopal, there's a concept of going to every chai store and chai tapri and getting a chai at night. So they are just wasting their time. If you are not happy with your job, if you want to change your life, if you want to earn more money, I highly recommend doing side hustles. Side hustle is not always about getting a job. Side hustle is not always about getting a job or doing doing things which will help you get more income. It's more often about learning things. You can start learning new stuff. Let's say currently you do a data entry job in a BPO, and you don't want to do that for your entire life. You can start programming. You can start learning programming in your side hustle. If you do data entry job, you want to learn digital marketing, you could do that. So these type of stuff you could learn. But the main thing is, side hustle is hard. It seems to be easy, but it's hard. You need to invest your time, you need to invest the free time, you need to avoid wasting your time and invest it properly into yourself, and then eventually you would be able to make it back. So let us just cut the intro, get back to the story part. So I know a person, he is very close to me. I'm not going to reveal his name as of now, but yeah, so he's a good guy. He did his BCom, not BA. He did his BCom. After his BCom, he was looking for a job. So he did a job in a store where he started to manage the e-commerce part of that store. He eventually did that job. In that job, the process, he learned a lot of things by himself. He was a bright kid. Then later on, that store shut it down. He moved to another store. Over there, he was working as a manager. he was earning decent amount of money, like around 12 to 15k he was earning, including the commissions and all. He was happily getting 15k to his home. So, but he was not happy with that 15k. He was able to sustain his life, but he was not happy. He wanted to do something of his own or do something big. So what he did eventually is, as he was in his first job, he was doing e-commerce selling and all those kind of stuff. So eventually he started to learn that more. He convinced his boss that we should also sell online. That was the first thing. His boss agreed, and they started to sell online. They were seeing healthy growth of 20-30% on their sales. Boss was happy with him. Boss wanted to retain him as he was increasing his sales, but still he was not happy. His salary got incremented and all those things. Still he was not happy. He wanted to do something of his own. So after his office hours or after his shop hours, he started to do e-commerce optimization and stone listing for different people. So there are forums in Amazon from where you could just get customers who are looking for some service providers who would be able to list their products or optimize their store listing and handle their store listing. So he started to pick few of those clients. He did one or two clients successfully. He was able to manage to do it well. Still he is doing his job right. In day he do his job, at night he was picking two or three clients, started to do their work, started to get a side income from them, and started to eventually earn certain money from there. Once he was getting more clients. Now he brought his brother to the same venture, that he taught the same skills to his brother. And then his brother was fresh out of college and he was younger, so he was directly able to spend full time on this. So now they were having a person who was spending full time and a person who was spending his 3 to 4 hours as a side hustle on this particular venture. So they were able to handle more and more clients. Once they were able to achieve more sales than his the current salary, which was around 20-25k, because he got increments and all, because he was increasing the sales on his shop as well. So once they were able to earn that particular income from their side hustle, so he eventually quit that job, and now he is doing very decent. He have a team of 3 or 4 people. They sell stuff on they manage, they are service provider, they manage store listing inventory on Amazon, Flipkart and those e-commerce ventures. They are working in pan India level, and he's doing very good. Like I have seen him grown myself, and he was a kid who learned all the stuff himself. The reason why he was able to manage to do it was he was hardworking and he wanted it bad enough. Like he was not excusing and bullshitting on anyone. He wanted it bad enough. He learned all the skills himself. He worked his ass off. He was working more than 10 to 15 hours in a day, or 15 is too weak, but 10 to 12 hours in a day anyhow, because once he was working in a shop and the office hours, let's say he was giving 8 hours in the shop, after that he was spending at least 4 hours in his side hustle, and then he was sleeping and all. He was not doing any bullshit, he was not playing PUBG, he was not doing any crazy stuff, he was just working hard. So the moral of the story is, brother, if you can work hard, if you are you want it bad enough, you would be able to achieve it. In today's world, I believe the barrier to entry is so low. You could just, from today, you could start learning anything online. Like you could learn anything online. You could just learn how to build websites, you could learn how to build mobile applications, you could learn how to do digital marketing, you could learn how to write essays, you could learn online selling, whatever the thing is, you can learn it online. Like currently, the age, if you are not able, like, I also believe that if you are, this is the best time to do the business. Like, if you are not able to do business in this generation, then I don't think you are meant for business. Either you are just lying to yourself, or you are just getting fancy with, you know, from people who are doing business and who are successful. So firstly, you need to understand who you are, right? Let's say you are a person who is happy with your job, and he's happy with the salary. So why bother? Like, you are doing good, just continue. So, and if you are a person who is earning decent and still not happy with their job, then brother, you need to find something. So best way, the recommended way, is to side hustle. And when you start side hustling, you would be able to learn a lot of things. You would be able to learn new skills. You would be able to increase your communication skills. You would be able to learn disciplines. You would be able to learn many things. So I believe this was the story. Currently he is very successful and he's doing very good. So kudos to him. And best of luck if you think you would be able to do it. One last thing I would like to add, it may seem easy, but it is not. Working 10 to 12 hours in a day is not a joke. You need to be crazy enough in your mind that you work that much hour, because the thing is, all the motivations come from within. So you need to be motivated enough, and you need to be like, you need that thing bad enough, right? If you don't want the end goal bad enough, you would not be able to work that hard. My end goal was to build a software company. I was working my ass off from freelancing till this point. I have done it. Now I have some other goals. I'm still working my ass off. So you got to do it. If you think anything is easy in this world, you are just lying to yourself. Nothing is easy. You need to put the work. You need to work your ass off. Bye. I hope it added some value to your life. If it did, just follow this podcast. If you are listening on Spotify or if you are listening on Anchor, just follow this podcast. It's mean a world to me. And if you think this podcast will help someone, just share it with him. Thank you.